The day starts on a tree-lined walkway to the Spuyt & Duyvil Metro North Station, which overlooks the Harlem and Hudson Rivers in the Bronx.
Christine Quinn is here, Democratic candidate for mayor. Say good morning to Chris Quinn.
The commuters come in waves, timed to the Metro North schedule. Within about 10 minutes, a woman passes by who is not a fan.
Carriages. You should take care of a good
Democratic candidate for mayor.
She digs at Quinn's position on carriage horses as she rushes past. But within minutes, she's back on the narrow platform, passing out defeat Quinn flyers. Quinn is the only candidate who's been dogged by these kinds of protests on the campaign trail. Her staff tries to keep her schedule private to foil their efforts to show up.
Question. Did you come knowing that the speaker was going to be here?
No, I live here.
Do you just keep those in your backpack?
I do.
Would you like one?
Sure, take one.
Her name is Jill Weitz, and she lives in Spuyt & Duyvil.
I was outraged when Christine Quinn overturned term limits.
There's less than 10 feet separating them, but Quinn ignores the solo protester and stays focused on the other passing voters. But she doesn't just talk to the ones who agree with her, like in this exchange about changing stop and frisk.
I want to feel safe. I don't feel safe when you made it so that people can sue for just because they were stopped and frisked.
No, if they were racially profiled, it's different.
No, it's not. That's not how it's going to play out in the courts.
Well, we're going to have to agree to disagree.
The city's going to. It's going to cost a lot of money.
Just take. Oh no, you can't sue for money on this. That was taken out of the bill. You cannot. There's no monetary damage. Changes in policy.
But Quinn clearly explains the policy, but it's a mouthful. This, in a nutshell, is Quinn's awkward position at this stage of the campaign. Here, she's defending a bill that she didn't personally support, but because it passed council, she's also embracing it as part of her record of achievement.
Richie and Ray, this is Anna.
Hi.
We load into a black Suburban with two police officers in the front and head to a senior center. I ask her about this election, whether after Bloomberg she thinks New Yorkers are looking for a change or want to continue on the same path.
You know, it's interesting because I think it's both. I think there are things about which people are satisfied, and there are things about which people are dissatisfied and want things to change or get better.
This is a tougher sell than frontrunner Bill de Blasio's message, which is basically, unhappy with the status quo? Vote for me. Quinn is counting that voters are more concerned with competence.
And I think that matters to New Yorkers, even if it's on an issue where you're not thrilled with what I may have delivered. You want a mayor who can get things done. Do you need a lozenger?
No. Do you have a sore throat?
I get bad allergies, and I think that all the talking on the campaign plus the allergies is giving me a tiny bit of laryngitis, which is why I sound a little huskier than usual.
But her voice is full-throated as she criticizes Bill de Blasio with one of her many shots at him during the day. She says you want an elected official who has learned to evolve.
But that's different than deciding to say one thing out of one side of your mouth and another thing out of another side of your mouth based on who you're trying to get votes from. And then when you get called on it, not being forthright about it.
She points back to 2005. She and de Blasio were both vying to become the next speaker of city council. He told council members he'd be open to extending term limits then, and now criticizes Quinn for endorsing Bloomberg's third term, a move that remains very unpopular with voters. Our next stop is the Hebrew Home, a sprawling senior housing complex in Riverdale.
You know what? You're very friendly.
Thank you very much.
She's met by a very friendly audience of more than 100 seniors and staff members who crowd in to hear her stump speech. The director is also effusive as he introduces her.
Personally responsible for securing over $24 million.
This happens at each stop while I'm with Quinn. People tell her she's younger, thinner, or better looking than what they see in the papers. And someone thanks her for directing council funding their way. Quinn goes from this senior center to another one, where she's joined by her father-in-law, Anthony Cotullo, the father of her wife, Kim Cotullo, and Larry Quinn, her 87-year-old father. Both men are widowers. Quinn and her wife lost their mothers as teenagers. As Quinn prepares to speak to reporters, she urges her dad to sit in a chair.
That's okay.
Well, he brought it out. The child put effort into it. So if you don't sit, it'll be wasted work.
Thank you.
This is part of their shtick on the campaign trail, the playful squawking back and forth. But each time her father sits or stands, Quinn is either right there holding his arm or watching like a hawk to make sure the assigned staffer is doing it right.
What was it like when you came out to him?
Not great. I mean, not great. He actually said, don't ever say that again. And we had a couple of months that were rocky, and then that passed.
Quinn married her wife last year, but they've been a couple since 2001. They moved in together within 6 months of their first date.
Classic stereotypical lesbian relationship in that regard, I have to say.
When asked, Quinn will talk about the history-making potential of being the city's first LGBT and woman mayor, but she bats away questions about how her gender is affecting this race. It comes up with voters, though, like Aurora Ruiz in the Bronx.
She's a woman, and I know that women are more sensitive to people's feet, what they their needs, and men aren't. Not quite.
But polls show Quinn isn't doing better with women than other candidates. In some surveys, Quinn has more support from men than women. A new poll comes out that shows Quinn trailing Bill de Blasio by double digits, and the candidate who spent months at the top of polls is now in the position of dismissing them.
It was not a particular surprise to me. I think they're going to go up and down, and I'm very confident that we have the wind at our back heading into these final home stretch.
At her last public stop of the day, Quinn loads up a car of donated Rosh Hashanah food at a Jewish nonprofit in Queens. Here, she's among friends.
Good work. A lot of good council funding has gone into this, and so I think that's something that needs to be recognized. And on behalf of the volunteers.
She loads a few boxes into a volunteer sedan in front of cameras.
All right, great. Well, happy and healthy and sweet New Year to everybody.
So and then she takes off for an evening of private events, which include a fundraiser for a runoff campaign. She wants to have the money ready, even if it's no longer a sure thing that she'll make it through this primary round. For WNYC, I'm Anna Sale.